From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe now faces the possibility of impeachment after a noon Monday deadline passed for his resignation. In a televised address on Sunday, the 93-year-old Mugabe made no mention of resignation even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader following last week's military takeover. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti said there are only two ways Mugabe can be removed.
There has to be formal processes, either his own resignation or any impeachment. So what will be required is a constitutional process to terminate his presidency, which will either be a vote of no confidence in the form of an impeachment, or he himself for resigning, or a declaration in terms of the constitution that is no longer fit and capable to run the country.
Zimbabwe's influential War Veterans Association says the military should step back and let the people and politics remove Mugabe from power. Argentina's Navy says efforts to locate a submarine missing since last week have been strengthened by a multinational team operating in the South Atlantic Ocean. On Monday, a naval spokesman said the search effort has been tripled, with ships and aircraft from at least seven countries looking for the submarine ARA San Juan, which disappeared last Wednesday. The spokesman revealed that the submarine reported an undisclosed mechanical breakdown in its final communication and that it was ordered to Mar del Plata, 400 kilometers south of Buenos Aires. This is VOA News.